I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit.
Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of Hey Spirit. This next episode, I had the privilege of sitting down with Gina. And the thing that I loved about Gina's experience was she had so many souls come through, but even souls that she never met here in the physical world, but always felt a strong spiritual connection. And then the message from her grandfather, which was so profound and so healing for not only Gina, but her entire family. And this is when I say you never know what you're going to expect in a reading. But always know that when you come in to one of my sessions, you will always receive messages of faith, hope, and peace. And that is what Gina's session was about. We have souls that passed years ago and a soul only gone a few months. I hope you can all find some comfort and peace and healing in Gina's experience today. As you listen to Gina's reading, I want you all to realize on how important it is sometimes to come into something like this being open. Sometimes souls come forward that maybe didn't always do the right thing here in the physical world. And once that soul learns that lesson and they're able to communicate that, you never know when that time might be. And I think it showed that Gina really trusted the process. I hope you all enjoy this week's episode of Hey Spirit. God bless. I love this work because no matter what it is, no matter who you've lost, you might not even be carrying a burden or a guilt or any type of negative emotions. It's just nice to have things validated for you because I think we all do at some points question an afterlife. Just a little quick couple of things, because it is my sign to your loved ones that I am ready to work. And what they do is when I give my speech, they actually start to clear things out of personal thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and they start to replace them with the signs and symbols of things that I've experienced here in the physical world to be able to relay messages to you. How I see spirit is very different. Your loved ones are very impatient. They're going, come on already, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. So I don't know if it could be maybe even how you're feeling. Oh my God, like when does it start? Like what happens? Or validating them how they would be, you know? But I could see that all like, there's like four souls like trying to come through the door. I don't really see it this way, but this is what they're showing to me. It's like a door jam, like a doorway. And there's like souls, like they're all trying to squeeze through at one time. Like who wants to be first?
Oh my God. Sounds like my family.
but that's what I love, because it's like they're already showing that they're all present, they're all together, they're all anxious to validate things for you. And I do feel like this is a very special moment for you, because I was just told, I have no idea who told me this, but I just heard, because you always do for everyone else. You never do for you. And I feel like this is going to be a very, very special moment, because it's something just truly about you. I saw parent energy stepping forward. So there was a mother energy that stepped forward. So your mom is not past. Your mom's still here in the physical world, correct?
Yeah, my mom's still here.
So it would be your grandmother?
Yeah.
And is it also your grandfather that has departed as well?
Both. My dad's mom and my dad's dad and my mom's mom and my mom's dad.
Okay. They hold hands. When they hold hands, it means that they were directly connected here in the physical world. And this, I believe, is from your mom's dad, because he said, don't let my daughter find out this is happening right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, it could be my grandfather, or it could be my dad's brother who just passed away in September.
So know that it is his soul acknowledging, don't let her know that this is happening, because she's going to be pissed. Who passed from the chest, heart, lungs, or breast?
My mom's mom died of breast cancer.
So know that she says, I do not want you to remember me ill. I don't want you or to feel, because now she had me do a body scan on you. Do you worry about getting sick?
Yeah, a lot. Okay. Yeah. So my grandma, my dad's mom, died of lung cancer. So it could be her, because I never met my mom's mom.
Okay. It's important, because we're going to talk about the breast, because that's how she made me feel, because I could feel the pain here. That's just my symbol for that we worry about being sick. Do you understand that? Or getting sick, or what my loved one passed from, that could happen for me. Does that make sense?
Yeah, my mom had breast cancer.
So validating, and this is what I love. You never even met your mom's mom.
No.
This validates the soul bond of truly validating, because you were like, oh no, maybe it's my dad's mom. She had lung cancer. It was like, okay, yes, she's here. But this message is clearly coming from your mom's mom.
Yeah.
In saying, we need you to take all of these worries. And it's almost like all your stresses about getting sick. And do you worry about not being able to have children, or that you're not going to have children? Do you have children?
No, I don't have children. I'm getting married in June.
Are you worried about getting pregnant or not getting pregnant or being a mom?
Well, I was just talking to my cousin about this literally an hour ago, because I'm scared to have a child, because we were actually just talking about my cousin just had a baby. Mm-hmm. And I was just talking about, like, literally an hour ago.
But here your loved ones are validating that they're a part of a conversation that was just an hour ago. Yeah. And from your grandmother, who you never met, to validate this soul bond, the soul circle, and to say to you, even your fears of having children, put those fears, hand them to us. You have all of these worries and fears. It's blocking you. We need to release that. And we also need, because I keep hearing, she's going to be a great mom. She's going to be a great mom. So know that every and any fear you are to put in their hands. Now, do you have someone's jewelry, or are you wearing someone's jewelry?
I have my grandma's ankle bracelet.
Oh, that's unique.
I'm not wearing it.
But you have it.
I have it at my apartment.
Do you have someone's earrings? Or is there something about earrings?
You know, I think my mom was going to give me my grandma Rosie's earrings. I think that she had.
I'm going to say this to you. It has to be something along these lines, because when the soul shows me the engagement ring into a necklace, it's my symbol for changing of jewelry. Changing could be actually physically changing jewelry, and also changing hands. If your mom was thinking about handing down jewelry to you, maybe your dad, whatever it is, it validates that the souls of the departed would support the choice and decision.
Yeah, my mom's going to give me her mom's wedding ring.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I love this. Your grandmother, who you didn't even meet. the first soul to speak. Do you have a strong faith?
Yeah,
or did your grandmother? Because it's almost like I feel like she's speaking to me almost like saint-like. She's like, my dear child, just place all of your fears in my hands and I will take them from you.
Yeah, she's always like the one I always pray to. Like, it's always Grandma Angie. Like, it's always like, she's always the one, like, you know.
I find this such a unique validation here because here it is, again, you never met her. You pray to her, first one to come forward and saying, hand me all your fears, my dear child. I want to release you of all of this so you can have and be the best mom, wife. But I love the way that your grandfather mumbles in the background. Like, I feel like both grandfathers are like throwing shade to the grandmas, like little digs.
Well, I'm just curious if it's my dad's father because we didn't really get along with him. So.
Well, I'm going to say this to you. I said both of your grandfathers. It was very deliberate that Spirit had me say that. Both of your grandfathers. Do you understand that? And I also find it interesting that they had me use the term and throwing digs. I never use that term. That's not something that Spirit usually will have me say. So I am going to say this to you. Your dad's dad, because they had me write dad. So I will say your dad's father is acknowledging and taking responsibility for his, typically souls will have me say actions, choices. He's saying for all of his jabs. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
I don't think people realize when a soul has me say something like they want to take responsibility, they want to say that they're sorry. It is such a strong statement because for a soul to say this, your grandfather had to relive his life through every person's eyes that he hurt, disappointed, let down, whatever the situation is or was, he had to feel that. And for the soul to say that they're sorry validates that they see how their actions affected others.
Yeah.
And how the soul has grown.
You could only hope, I guess, at this point, yeah.
I asked your grandmother, because I looked back and I saw your mom's parents, your grandmother, and I said, where did your husband go? And I looked behind her and he stood there with a hat and he kind of pulled it over his eyes. And that's my symbol for where a soul is not proud of their actions. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
And I almost feel that your grandmother is just like standing there like, yep, this is what he had to do. This is what he had to go through. And it's almost like he made his bed. Now he had to lie in it. And now he had to make it.
Yep.
And I feel like, but I feel like I never had this before. Like, she is such a strong woman where she allowed him to do and be and whatever it was. I didn't like it. I didn't agree with it. But you have to handle it.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So no, and I love that your grandmother took the opportunity to validate that that was true, that he has learned those lessons and he's truly sorry for that. And your grandmother said to me, she says, and thank God our son isn't like that.
Yeah, yeah. There once my dad's brother passed away in September.
So know that your grandmother and your grandfather's soul was there to greet him.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing because my uncle said before he died, he said he was going to find my grandfather in hell and beat him.
See, these are the moments of when I can say, yes, souls come forward and they say, they show me, they learned the lessons, the soul grew. I never had this. Your grandfather said I needed to hurry up and learn these lessons so before I could greet my son's soul.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
and then for you to make that statement of what he said.
Yeah. It's like he had to hurry up and knew my uncle was coming.
And I'm also going to say this though. Did you just get like a goosebump or like a chill or like a warmth feeling?
Yeah. I just got it hot.
Everyone feels it differently. I asked your loved ones to move through you, to feel their soul. So you knew that I interpreted it correctly and that your grandfather truly has learned these lessons and is truly sorry. Yeah. And your grandmother keeps telling me, she's like, I can't believe he went so quickly, meaning your uncle. Like, I almost feel like we never thought that he was going to die.
No. Yeah.
And he went, and it went so quick. Whether, you know, look, and however you interpret that, sometimes it could be someone might feel that way if someone was sick for a long time. And then it was like, all of a sudden, what do you mean? What do you mean he's dying? What do you mean? And then before we know it, he's gone.
He got diagnosed with pancreatic cancer on his birthday in June and died 3 months later. Yeah. So it was very quick. It was very, very quick.
There was a time where he thought it was hopeful for a minute. Is that correct?
Yeah, because I gave him my surgeon that I had surgery on my pancreas, and I gave him my surgeon to go see out of New York Presbyterian. And my surgeon said, like, if he does the chemo and the radiation, if it shrinks, that he'll be able to take the tumor out. And he just died in his house in Long Beach Island.
He says, I want you to know that I died on my terms. He made me feel like, he goes, you know, I didn't know I was so sick. He goes, but even if I did go to the doctor sooner, we would have not have been able to prevent my departure. And he said to me, he goes, I almost look at it that God spared me. So my family did not have to watch me be sick.
Yeah, his daughter, my cousin, was 9 months pregnant.
Oh, he just said to me, he goes, tell them I held the baby. I held the baby. That mark is from me. So was there a marking on the baby when the baby was born?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to ask her. I know she's in the other room, but I'd have to ask her.
Yeah, because they show me like the back of the neck.
Back of the neck? Okay.
It's just my symbol for where he must have been born with like some type of marking.
All right, I'll have to ask.
It validates that he held the soul before coming here into the physical world. He says, because everyone thinks that I wasn't or didn't get to see and be a grandpa.
Yeah, she gave birth 3 weeks after he died.
So know that he held the soul before coming here into the physical world. And I feel like that there was either some type of marking that either got lighter or is going away, validating that he held the soul. Did she just say to you, I can't believe my dad died?
Not right now. I haven't, she didn't say that. She's very quiet about it. I don't think she really likes talking about it, but my aunt, his wife, is also here because I'm at their house. But she was
because
the
I
one.
Felt like I felt like it was something. I was like, I can't believe he died. Like, I can't believe that we were in this whirlwind of that I died so quickly. Do you understand that?
Yeah, because we say it all the time because we just can't believe it at all.
So and there are times that someone might just feel, you know what, he's just at work or he's away. Sometimes we do that to kind of ease the pain a little bit. He says that's okay. Did they change what they were going to name the baby?
They were going back and forth a million times on the name. Yeah.
So know that he says, I want you to know that he is a part of me.
Yeah.
And I know that you were going back and forth with the name. So whether if they were going to name him after him, a form of a name, a middle name, whatever it may be, know that he says, I want to thank you for that.
Yeah.
And knowing that I held his soul. What's with his feet? He keeps like showing me his toes and he keeps like touching his toes. So I don't know. It might not. What I love is that you might not know it.
I know.
It might be your aunt or your cousin. They might say, oh, my God, I was just holding his feet. Or I would just said, look at how always playing with his toes. So it's just validating that her dad is there with her at that exact moment. And I feel like there's also like things that go on in the house, like almost like, I don't know if there's a certain toy or like something where music just starts playing for no reason.
Oh my God. Literally before this reading, we were in my cousin's living room over there. And I told my cousin, like, I'm going to come in your like Florida room, like area to do the reading. And we're in there and the toy just starts going off in here in this room.
And no one was playing with it.
No one's even home. It was just me and my cousin, the baby.
So know that that was his soul setting it off, validating that he is not missing out. I know it's not the same and I know it's not fair, but he says, I need you to know that my soul is experiencing every milestone. Okay. Can you connect or can they connect with either trees and or leaves? That could be several different things. Sometimes someone might plant a tree in memory of someone. Someone might connect with leaves or the fall. But I don't know if somebody was going to do something in memory of him, say like at a church. You know, if they might have like the tree of life or if they have like a leaf where they might put someone's name on it.
We let off a bunch of butterflies. I don't know what the plant a tree. I feel like something with planting a tree was.
Where does the sister come in that past?
Yeah, their sister died as a stillborn.
Because I just said to him, I go, you show me these leaves, you show me the tree, I'm going to move on from it. Can you validate that I at least interpret it correctly, that it's okay that if we don't connect with something right now? We just pass on it. And he says, will you tell them that I have the sister with me?
Wow.
To validate that all of the souls are together on the other side. And I almost feel like your dad, this is your dad's brother that passed?
Yeah, my dad's brother.
He just said to me, he goes, my brother doesn't know what to do. He does not know what to do. And all he does is he talks to me all day. What am I going to do? What can I do? I have to help. I got to take care of his wife. I got to take care of his dog. I got to take care of his family. Now he has a grandson.
Yep.
And it's almost like he's saying, I need you just to breathe and to know that it's going to be okay.
Yeah. My dad's like really depressed from it.
He says, I need you to know that when I died, you told me that you were going to do the best that you can to take care of the family. He says, but I need you to take care of yourself first.
Yeah.
I need you to know that I am okay. I am at peace. He says, and I can't have you stop living because I died. You would be more chances of either winning the lottery or getting struck by lightning than you thinking of what you would have heard from your dad's dad today. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Right?
Didn't have any relationship with him, but no.
Never. And here he is saying, I need you to stop and listen. I was not able to be the father that you needed me to be. He says, and for that, I am sorry. He says, but I need you to know that we were all here to greet him. And I'm going to say this to you. I think you came into this reading thinking and hoping of hearing different things, which I think you have because you heard from your grandparents and your uncle and even the sister who didn't get the opportunity to walk here in the physical world, right? But it was so important because your grandfather's soul was ready to communicate and give the gift of healing, which is something that spirit usually doesn't go into great detail about. But I think that it's important because so your dad knows that his dad knows what he missed out on, what he gave up. And because he chose a different life didn't mean that I didn't love my family. He says, I just didn't love my situation. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I also don't know if there was something with his dad, because he almost made me feel like I was a little, I don't know if he was a little controlled, or he felt that he had to make, like he had to be this rebellious and run off and leave everything that he ever knew to kind of start a new life. This is not making any excuses. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
I feel that the important thing here is that the soul is taking responsibility for the first time in their life.
Yeah.
And saying that they're sorry. He literally just looked at me and said, I am not asking for forgiveness. I just want my family to forgive for themselves, not for me. And maybe that will help to be able to release some of the negativity that, because I feel like your dad has been carrying this burden about his dad for his entire life. And I feel like that the death of his brother just did him in. It was almost like they could always count on each other. They had each other. They had each other's back. And now your dad is feeling, in a sense, what do I have now? It's almost like, I have nobody.
I don't have my parents. Every day.
I don't have my brother.
Yeah. He says it every day. Yeah.
So know that they hear him. Know that his brother says, please accept the message from dad. I've never had a soul have me ask someone to please accept the message. And your uncle looked at me and he said, you don't understand. The anger and disappointment lies so deep with my brother and I.
Yeah.
He says, but I need my brother to really embrace this and allow it to start to heal his soul in some way. Because my brother doesn't deserve this.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Look, we all carry around different stressors. Some are big and some are small, right? But at the end of the day, when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. You know, therapy just isn't for people who experience major trauma. Therapy, I find for myself, is great for learning positive coping skills and also how to set boundaries. And it has empowered me in the best way to be the best version of myself. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/heyspirit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/heyspirit. Did your dad, when he saw the baby, did he make a comment on how much he looked like his grandfather? Yes. Okay. Because he said, you tell my brother that a part of my soul lives within my grandson. And that when he sees me in my grandson, that's my soul saying hello.
Yeah. Yeah. He says it all the time, literally.
Now, whose birthday is now?
My dad's birthday was about 5 days ago.
Perfect. So know that it was his brother's way of acknowledging his birthday and sending him love from heaven. He says, I want you to start celebrating life. Because when you celebrate life, you'll be celebrating me. When you released the butterflies, were there some butterflies that were dead?
Yeah, there were.
Because he goes, you had
to see. The one I had was dead.
He goes, the freaking butterfly was dead.
Wait, that's so funny. The one I literally had when we were outside the church was dead. The one that I was releasing.
I just asked him to validate that I interpreted everything correctly. He gave me so many validations. I feel that what your dad says every day, like, who would know that? There's no way I would know that. Validating how he feels when he looks at his great nephew, right? And here he is validating it with the butterflies. Validating that his soul is at peace. He says, and I know how hard it was for you to say goodbye to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
He says that was probably one of the hardest things that he's had to do.
Yeah, I don't get it. I just talked to him on FaceTime like 2 days before. Like he was fine, but like not fine. And then he like told his wife to go home. They were in their shore house. And then his wife was with him. And then she left because she had worked the next day. And he wanted to just be alone. And then,
you know, this all goes back to the beginning, Gina, when he made me feel like I passed so quickly. And I even love the scenario on where he gave me, even if I was sick for a long time and I declined so quickly. The hardest thing about being diagnosed with cancer was the fear of watching my family watch me be sick. He says, that is the hardest thing because we've been through some pretty tough things in our family. And to watch someone be sad for me, that I couldn't bear. So I do not want anyone to carry that burden of feeling that they should have been there for me. I'm going to say this to you because that was one of the first things that he showed me that he wanted to talk about. But he made me feel like he wanted to validate with so many other things first, because that is the reason why this session needed to happen today. It needed to happen for your grandfather to come through and apologize to his family, and for your uncle to be able to allow his family to start to heal. They're going to grieve the loss of him for the rest of their lives here in the physical world. But the healing process is something completely different. He says, and that is what I need my family to start to do now, today. Knowing that every time they pick up my grandson, that they're holding a part of me and that my soul is right beside them. Yeah. And as my daughter holds her son and says, I can't believe, Daddy, you're not here. Know that my soul is right beside you. He says, I did try to hold out and wait to see him be born. He says, but I got to spend time with my grandson's soul. And I was able to hand his soul to his mom. And I feel like that your cousin, if you she felt her father in that room the day that she gave birth. Know that that is real. Know that it's okay that if we might struggle to talk about me, if we kind of hold things in, he says, just know that I am not missing out. Does he also have a son?
Yeah, he has two.
Okay. And did one of them speak at the funeral? Or the wake, or say a few words? It doesn't have to be.
I don't think they spoke. Okay.
Was he actually buried in the ground?
No.
Or is there something about where he's going to be buried? Or is there something about burying him? Because he showed me that he was laid to rest differently. So that means two things. Either someone was cremated or they were buried separate.
He was cremated.
Okay. Was there talk about burying the cremains, separating the cremains? Do you know?
I think they talked about like spreading his ashes okay. in the lagoon in the shore house at one point.
Okay. Just know, because then I don't know if somebody thought about burying them or sit, whatever it is. He says, we don't have to do anything right now. We can just let them be. And I want you to know that I support on how I was laid to rest, because he made me feel like it was different. Maybe yeah. different than everyone else in the family. Is your aunt there now?
Yeah.
Could you go get her?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi. I don't know if this is going to be hard for me to do. But your husband says, I am so sorry that I had to leave you. He says, but I can't watch you suffer from the other side. He says, I know how much you miss me. And I don't want you to carry any burdens of feeling that you could have been there more for me. He goes, she could have spoke to me a little bit nicer, Teresa. He goes, but whatever.
I yelled at him that morning. I said, you're so stubborn. Okay.
He says, I need you to know that I love you more than anything. And I need you to stop going over the last time you spoke to me. He says, because I know how much you love me and I know how much you miss me.
I wasn't there at that moment. And it just,
he says, I couldn't watch you watch me take my last breath. He says that I could not watch because I would not have been able to let go. I'm going to say this. Your husband is showing me that he has a very strong faith. He literally said to me, Teresa, I heard the Lord call my name and I knew I had to go home.
Is he okay now? Is he okay? Yeah.
Oh, he's very funny. He goes, and now he's yelling at me for crying. I go, why are you yelling at me? He's going to be, stop crying, Teresa, stop crying. But it's his emotion. Do you understand that? And yeah. the tears from him. And don't interpret this any differently. It's of happiness and joy because his soul is at peace.
He suffered a long time. Short, but long yes. for me.
He talked about that, right, Gina, in the beginning? Yeah. And how he made me feel like he was sick, but it went so quickly and he died so quick. So he says, I need you to know that we always lived our life that things happened for a reason. They happened when they were supposed to happen. He says, I need you not to forget the good times. Stop going over.
I only see him. I can't remember any of the good. I just keep remembering the sick.
Okay. I need you to remember the good times. He says, so every time that happens, he says, I want you to close your eyes and replace it with something positive. Something beautiful that you remember. Maybe it's an old picture. Maybe stare at a picture that you took standing on the beach before he got sick.
The beach.
He says,
that's what we do.
That's what they did.
That's what I want you to remember. And when you go back and you say, I left him, he was alone when he died. I want you to remember what your husband said to you. I heard the Lord call my name and I knew it was time to go home.
I didn't want him to suffer at that moment.
He didn't. He shows me that he actually went very peacefully. He goes, I got really tired. He just literally made me feel so tired.
I'm so tired that day.
Yeah, so tired. And all I want to do is lay down and take a
nap. That's what he said. Yes.
And then
he wanted to be left alone because he was so tired. He didn't want anybody home. He didn't want anybody there because he had to take a nap. He was so tired. That's what he kept talking about. I'm so tired.
To validate that his soul went peacefully and he was not afraid to die. I want you to know that my loved ones were there to greet me. And as much as I didn't want to leave you, I couldn't watch you watch me be sick. That was so hard for me.
It was.
And I told you that. I told you that I didn't want you to watch me be sick.
Yes, you didn't want anybody to watch him. That's exactly right.
Did he lose weight really quickly?
Yes.
Because he goes, I fattened up quick on the other side. He goes, look, my pants fit.
Yeah. Yes, every week he was losing another 10 pounds, another 10 pounds.
Oh, and
he
kept
pulling up his pants just like you just did. It's amazing.
Validating, he says, and I want you to know, he goes, that was me that you felt in the bed the other night.
Oh my God, I did. I felt like somebody was near me. And I actually looked in the bathroom, which is near my bed, and he was always in there because of his illness. And I felt like I saw him for a minute.
No,
that
was your husband's soul.
Oh my God. I just felt that. It was the other day.
No,
oh my God.
That was his soul with you at that exact moment.
Oh my God. I can't believe that. I even told my sister, I said, I feel like he was here because I feel like I saw him.
Know that you're not crazy. It wasn't your imagination. It's not wishful thinking. Know that that was his soul letting you know that he will never leave you. Now, is Gina's mom your sister-in-law?
Yes. Uh-oh.
He goes, Teresa, now she's really going to be pissed, meaning Gina's mom.
Oh my God.
So good. Funny. I feel like that he's teasing her. So I don't know if that was their relationship. Like he would tease her,
you know? They tease each other. They tease everybody.
Yeah. Now, were you going to make a blanket out of your husband's clothes for the baby?
We're sitting on it.
I made three of them made. Oh my God, Christine, are you here with us?
So know that he knows what you made in memory of him.
And oh, my God. My God. He says it right here.
He says, and when you wrap our grandson in that blanket, know that I am holding him with you.
Wow. That's amazing.
He says, I need you to be the strong woman that you are.
Trying.
He says, I know how hard it is. He says, but thank God for little miracles and our grandson. Continue to look at the signs around him with the toys going off, him staring and pointing to nothing, knowing that he is seeing and sensing my soul. It's easier for young children and animals to connect with the souls of the departed because their minds aren't busy and they're not like blowing it off, like, oh, I'm just making it up. Were you looking at, like, I don't know if your husband had a watch. Were you just looking at all of the jewelry?
Yes. I was just looking at all the jewelry because I wanted to keep it all in one place. And I didn't know how to, like, divide it with his watches. He had so many watches.
He says, you don't have to do anything with it now. Just leave it.
Oh, my God. I can't believe
just
it.
Just take a breath. It's okay. You don't have to do anything with them. Know that my soul was with you. I have spirit bring up these things because there's no way I would know these things, right?
No.
It's validating that his soul was with you. That is the only thing I need you to take from this moment is knowing that he wants you to remember him healthy and happy, knowing that he is living life through your eyes. And that every breath that you take, he is with you.
I feel him all the time. I feel his spirit all the time.
But did he always accuse you of stealing the covers at night?
It was the opposite.
Oh, I said to him, I go, why do I think it was the opposite?
The whole blanket, I would be pulling it back.
But I feel like, do you still do that though? Like, I felt like whatever you did, it's like you still find yourself.
I find myself sleeping on, like, waking up on kind of his side with the blankets tighter.
Perfect. Yeah. I'll accept it because it was this validating that he is with you.
Oh my God. Yes.
And I'm going to say this because I don't know. Gina, were you not going to do the reading at their house? Were you going to do it somewhere else? Because I felt like this had to happen where it was, because she never would have gone herself to see
you.
You're
the reading somewhere else.
Was I going to do this reading?
Yes, yeah. Somewhere else.
I was going to go. I was either going to go to my mom's or I was going to stay in my apartment. But then, like, for some reason, I just wanted to come here.
Know that that was your uncle. Know that that was his soul guiding you, because your aunt never would have gone on her own.
Yeah.
Well. He goes, and God knows who my sister-in-law would have sent her to. I said to him, I go, now stop. He's like getting the biggest kick that he could still tease everybody.
Yeah, that was him.
Well, and
he was a teaser.
He just looked at me and he goes, just tell them how happy I look. Tell them how full my face looks.
Oh,
he goes, do you have like a picture right in front of you?
I have his picture in front of me. Yeah.
Okay. Can I see it?
Yeah. Sure. Well, that's his face
and it's nice and full.
That's how I need you to remember me. That's how I want you to remember me.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Wow. You are amazing.
I had the picture right in front of me.
Amazing.
Well, I have to say, it's not me. The only thing I take credit for is being crazy enough to say the things the spirit has me say, but more importantly, it's him. Don't thank me. Thank your husband. Thank your uncle. Thank your grandparents for validating an afterlife. That even though this is the most horrific thing that you had to go through so far in your life, losing your husband, that he's reminding you that you are a million times more stronger than you think you are. Do you have like a neighbor that's always coming over trying to help you?
Yes.
He goes, tell him, stay away from my wife. Get him out of here.
Oh my God. That's our neighbor. They were like best buds. He always calls me almost every week that leaves.
Hilarious.
He always came right over. And that would be something he would say.
That's literally something he would say.
But I love how he took you on that emotional roller coaster, but then ended it with laughter. This is what I want you to take. Take the smile. When we have those tough moments, remember the levity that he just brought to you. Replace it with the positive things that he left you with. I just watched his soul lean over and kiss you, Gina. And he says, I want to thank you for always listening to your gut instinct. He says, and allowing us to guide you. He says, I'm so proud of you. You're going to make a beautiful bride.
Pretty soon.
And know
he's going to be there.
That my soul will be there.
Yeah, he was so excited to come to the wedding. He talked about.
He will be there.
For everything. He was so positive that he was going to get better. He was so positive. Mm-hmm.
And he said that right in the very beginning of the reading. He never thought that this was going to happen.
Never. Yeah. Never.
Never. He says, and you tell my brother that I need him to start participating in life.
He's been a mess. We will definitely give him that message. He needs to hear that. Definitely needs to hear that.
Well, I want to thank you for crashing Gina's reading. Well, I shouldn't say that. I just said to your husband, I go, she didn't crash. You told me to go tell Gina to go get her.
Thank you, Teresa.
That was absolutely amazing.
Yeah, she needed that.
Absolutely amazing. And the thing that I love is that your grandmother looked at me, both of your grandmothers, and they said, and your mom's mom says, yes, this was about Gina, but it's her. She gives so much of herself for her family.
I do everything for everyone.
So yeah. They say to you, we want to thank you for being you. I found so many unique things about your session, your grandmother, who you never met, and to have that connection and for her to validate these amazing things. It was just absolutely incredible. It really validates the soul circle. And yeah. Then your grandfather.
Crashes everyone's readings.
Yeah, but you know what? He made me feel like he got it right this time.
Yeah.
I really hope, Gina, that your dad will be able to embrace these messages and allow his soul to start to heal. The grief will always be there. Yeah. But hopefully the healing and the burdens can be lifted. I want to thank you for trusting me with the souls of your departed loved ones. And I really hope that these messages of faith, hope, and peace bring comfort to you and your family. You had an amazing experience.
Yeah, of course, only with the best. So.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, my name is Gina Caprera, and I'm from Montclair, New Jersey.
Oh, amazing.
I mean, she's so good. She's just so great at what she does. And she not only, you know, there's times where you feel upset and stuff, but she has that ability to also make you laugh and not make it such a sad reading for 45 minutes. She's amazing. I follow her on all social media platforms, everything. She's just like so entertaining to watch, and she really validated a lot of things that, you know, nobody else would know besides me or my aunt. And she's great. How my grandma said that I always worry about getting sick, because that's all I worry about now. Because my mom had breast cancer and my grandma had breast cancer. Just, I don't, always runs in my head, through my head every day. The feet. Because I just walked out there and talked to my cousin, and she said about my cousin's baby, something with his feet, and I had no clue like what she was talking about clearly. So I went and asked my cousin, and my cousin said that she always every day looks at his feet and tries to decide if he has her father's feet, my uncle that passed away. Yeah, it was weird. I was like, what's with the feet? Because the baby's on the table right there. And I'm like, what's with his feet? And she's like, he was like, oh my God, like every day I'm like talking about if Vincent, his name is, if Vincent has his, my dad's big toe or like the same feet as him. And that's all she talks about. And yeah, that was just bizarre. My aunt said that like three people planted a tree of life for him after he passed. The cremation was kind of crazy because like, he obviously didn't get buried in the ground. He was cremated. The fact that butterflies were dead was crazy, because when we let the butterflies go at the church, all of our butterflies were dead. Like some were alive, but like half of them were dead. And the fact that like Teresa said, oh, my uncle was with their sister. She would never have known that, because my dad and my uncle's sister died as a newborn, stillborn. So just know that, you know, the people, I guess, that you pray to all the time and, you know, who are the closest to you are watching over you, even if it's from a different side. When she was just like, you know, like, oh, go get your aunt. Is she in the other room? And I'm like, how the heck do you know that?
Amazing reading. Amazing. I'm Terry. Teresa. Actually, Teresa, I'm a Teresa too.
We didn't say that. We should have said that.
I just wanted to make sure that my husband came through and to give me some insight because I'm just so sad all the time. And she just validated that he was around. Everything she said was right on. Everything I'm feeling, everything that's happened in this past couple days. It's just been wonderful.
Wait, I just asked about the birthmark. And
there is
on the back of his neck. There's been like a red patch.
It's a little like a raspberry.
But she said that was the drink who did that.
Oh my God.
Like, how weird is that?
So happy tears. Because it's just validating that he's always with me. And just the little things that I thought I was going crazy last week, and she validated that he was actually in the room with me. That's amazing, because I felt it. The jewelry, I was looking at his watches. I was going, he's so many watches, all his stuff. I put everything I just can't believe it. It's going to take me probably another week to process all of it. And 100%. Coming here and listening to Teresa, I'm just going to continue feeling that and opening myself up to that, because I know it's true. I know they're around us, and they come through her to give us a message of hope for life. I just needed it so badly to hear this for what we all went through. And it's positive. I'm going to look through at life a little more positive now, the way he would want me to. She just validated it all. So I know that he's around me. Thank you, Teresa. Thank you so much.
Hey, guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.